With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Happy New Year, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspiring listening. The season of Christmas culminates on the 12th day, the Feast of the Epiphany. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to music that celebrates that feast, with music that bridges the time from Christmas to the visit of the Three Kings. We'll hear wonderful music by Healy Willen, John Shepherd, Philip Stopford, and others. We'll begin with organ music by North German Baroque master Dietrich Buxtehude, his setting of the Queen of Chorales, Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern, Brightly Shines the Morning Star. Hans Davidson plays the mean tone organ at the Ögryte Church in Göteborg, Sweden.
Thank you.
Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern by Dietrich Buxtehude was performed by Hans Davidson on the organ of Agrita Church in Göteborg, Sweden. The first Noel dates from the early 19th century and is of Cornish origin. It chronicles the announcement of the holy birth to the shepherds and follows the appearance of the star leading the Magi to the manger. We'll hear it in a wonderful arrangement by David Wilcox and sung by the choir of St. George's Episcopal Church in Nashville, Tennessee. Wilma Jensen directs. Wilma Jensen led the choir of St. George's Episcopal Church in Nashville in David Wilcox's arrangement of The First Noel. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Some of the earliest polyphonic music celebrating Epiphany comes from music based on plain chant from the 15th century. The sequence, Epiphanium Domino, dates back to around the year 900 in France. In the early 15th century, Guillaume Dufay composed polyphonic verses to be sung in alternation with the plain chant. We'll hear Dufay's creation, sung by the Schola Antiqua of Chicago, led by Michael Allen Anderson.
exsam caldei, cuius persequere veneratum potentia.
Thank you.
Epiphanium Domino by early Renaissance composer Guillaume Dufay was sung by the Scola Antiqua of Chicago. Michael Allen Anderson is artistic director and conductor. Writer Yaroslav Vida has written a lovely contemporary Christmas text set to music by Craig Courtney in our next selection. Where shepherds lately knelt and kept the angel's word, I come in half belief, a pilgrim strangely stirred, but there is room and welcome there for me. Where Shepherds Lately Knelt is sung by the Atlanta Master Chorale, directed by Eric Nelson. Deborah Thorison accompanies on piano, and Casey Bagby plays flute. Where Shepherds Lately Knelt, with words by Yaroslav Vida and music by Craig Courtney. Eric Nelson led the Atlanta Master Chorale, accompanied by Deborah Thorison. The carol We Three Kings is inextricably associated with Epiphany and was written, both words and music, in the late 1850s by John Henry Hopkins, Jr. It's one of the earliest American contributions to the body of English-language carols for the season. Hopkins was the first music instructor at the General Theological Seminary in New York and apparently was quite adamant that his music and words remain unaltered. But since his death was so long ago, his work is able to be arranged now, and Philip Stopford has written a masterful arrangement, which we'll hear next. Composed in 2004, it brings this beloved carol into the 21st century. The Chapel Choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge, is led by Sarah MacDonald and accompanied by Ben Como. We Three Kings, as arranged by Philip Stopford. The Chapel Choir of Selwyn College, Cambridge, was directed by Sarah MacDonald. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Many other works, both old and more recent, have been written depicting the idea of the three kings visiting the Christ child. Our next selection comes from the esteemed Canadian composer Healy Whillen. He wrote The Three Kings in 1928, based on a text, Who Knocks Tonight So Late, by Lawrence Houseman. We'll listen to it in an arrangement for men's voices by Joseph Running. Joseph Jennings leads the Gentlemen of Chanticleer. The Three Kings by Healy Whillen and arranged by Joseph Running. The Gentlemen of Chanticleer sang, directed by Joseph Jennings. The Respond at Epiphany Vespers also speaks of the kings, though without mentioning the number three. Regis Tharsis et Insulae refers to the kings of Tarshish and the islands and the kings of Arabia and Saba. Renaissance composer John Shepherd set this text for six voices in the early to mid-16th century. We'll hear it performed by the 16, led by Harry Christophers.
Thank you.
Harry Christophers and the 16 performed Regis Tharsis et Insulae by John Shepherd. Our next selection also speaks of the three kings and the star that led them to Bethlehem. The Star of Kings by Philip Stopford was commissioned for a church in Missouri in 2015 and sets a new text, a poem written for this commission by Andrew Longfield. It's a substantial work, and we'll hear it performed by the Truro Cathedral Choir, accompanied by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Christopher Gray conducts.
Thank you.
The Star of Kings by Philip Stopford was performed by the Truro Cathedral Choir, accompanied by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, all led by Christopher Gray. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Several years ago, the choir of the Church of the Epiphany in Washington, D.C., produced a disc of Epiphany-themed choral and organ music. Among the riches on that recording is a hymn composed by a former director of music there, Garnell Copeland. We'll hear the choir of the Church of the Epiphany, joined by the Washington Symphonic Brass. Epiphany hymn is arranged here by Jeremy Filsell, who directs and plays the organ. Jeremy Filsell led the choir of the Church of the Epiphany in Washington in Epiphany Hymn by Garnell Copeland. They were joined by the Washington Symphonic Brass. Christ's birth and entrance into human form are announced in the grand chorale from the early Lutheran tradition, Vom Himmel hoch da komm ich her, from heaven above to earth I come. In the early 20th century, American organist and composer Garth Edmondson penned what is one of his most remembered works, the Toccata Prelude on Vom Himmel hoch. We'll hear it performed by Stephen Disley on the wonderful T.C. Lewis organ at Southwark Cathedral. The Toccata Prelude on Vom Himmel hoch by Garth Edmondson was performed by Stephen Disley on the organ of Southwark Cathedral.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music for the Festival of the Epiphany, bringing Christmastide to a close. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past With Heart and Voice programs on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.